Welcome to The Beach is Just the Beginning, the official podcast of the Antigua and Barbuda Tourism Authority. Join travel author Peter Moore as he discovers the people and places that make Antigua and Barbuda the must-visit destination of the Caribbean. The beach is just the beginning.
Peter Moore, welcome to the Carnival episode. Hear that sound? Hear that beat? That's the sound of a whole nation getting ready to party. After being put on hold for 2 years because of COVID, Antigua's annual spectacle of music, dance and glittering costumes is back. And you're invited to join the celebrations. Local journalist Peter Williams joins us to trace Carnival's roots and let slip that this year's party may have already begun. DJ Elements gives us the lowdown on what makes a killer carnival set. Designer Shandy Lewis reveals what makes the perfect carnival costume. Lots of feathers and rhinestones. Spoken word artist and storyteller Baden Prince performs his fantastic piece about the true meaning of carnival. Captain Lenroy Brown from the Insane Carnival Mass Troop explains what it's like to actually take part in carnival and how you can join in. Menace XL brings the good time soca vibes, and carnival legend Jagger Martin reveals why Calypso is still the beating heart of carnival. But first of all, we get a very special invitation from Michael Brown, the Minister for Creative Industries and Innovation. He gives us the inside scoop on what's planned and why this year it's all about the pan. The Minister sure loves his pan. Good morning, Minister. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm pretty good, thank you. And trust that you are well.
Oh, yes, I'm great. Now, you're the Minister of the Department of Creative Industries and Innovation, and it's a very exciting time for your department because Carnival's back.
It is. Pre-season fetting time, already opened in May. But Carnival officially begins from July the 22nd, and it goes all the way until August 2nd. It's packed with a reservoir of activities and excitement for all age groups. It's a culture, history, cuisine, music, all packed into one with people jamming on the streets, having a wonderful time.
Obviously, COVID has had an impact on Carnival and how it's going to be. You've had to truncate the program a little bit, but I've got to say, looking at the program, you've kept all the good bits.
Well, you know, normally Carnival is spread over a longer period of time. So what we have done, quite a number of events, we've actually put them in the pre-Carnival events. So we haven't really cut anything. They're still there, but they're just not included on the official Carnival calendar. They were included on the Carnival pre-calendar. And so when you look at the Carnival calendar, it's a smorgasbord of activities for persons to just come and have a wonderful time.
And looking at the pre-Carnival events, there's some pretty amazing stuff going on as well. I think you've got a gala to celebrate Sir McLean King Short Shirts Emmanuel's 80th birthday, amongst other things, including a car rally or a car exhibition, all kinds of things.
There's a teen wave because, you know, there's something special just for the youth. And there's also band showdown. Now, this one is pretty interesting because, you know, there are quite a number of bands across Antigua and Barbuda with persons who are very, very young, but they are exceptionally talented and creative. So, you know, at various points across the country in the evenings, you will go by and see these bands of youngsters mixed with persons who are more senior, just playing. And so what we have done, we have brought them all together to make sure that we have a band showdown to showcase their work, to showcase their talent, showcase their skills, and to bring an even broader awakening to their music.
What are you looking forward to most on the program?
This year, we're not having Panorama, obviously, because it takes a while to really get into the throes and practice for bands to really compete. What we're doing instead of Panorama is that we're having several things that emerge, which are going to continue after this year as well. The first one we had, which was Saturday night, was Panda Gardens. Panda Gardens was essentially a smorgasbord of a musical tour, just listening to Pan, pure Pan. We also have Pan the Mix that is coming up very shortly. And Pandemix is a unity of all the steel pan companies across Antigua and Barbuda, wearing the same color shirt, only with their names at the top. And they're putting on a musical concert of just pan. So it's one night of just pure pan serenading. I don't know about you, but I love pan. And so just the thought of that, based on what I've seen so far, causes my goosebumps to rise. It's almost like if the music seeps its way under my epidermis, percolates itself under my skin, and just creates this vivacious sensation as it flows to me. Flowing from that as well, you also have Panda Road. And so for persons who want to jam, so you're standing up and you're dancing, that's not good enough. So we're taking pan on the road. So pan is just going to be music, pan music on the road. And then this one, you know, it gives me chills. Pan on the beach. Pan on the beach, you can imagine with me. So on the ocean side, there are catamarans and there are boats of persons, private persons who just want to enjoy the music. On the sand, there are persons in bathing suits, males and females. And you know, the females, you don't have to tell them how to go on the beach. Then when you come up a bit off the beach on the grass, you have a next set of persons who they're a little bit beach-like, but they don't want to get into the beach. Then you have the pan in the middle that stretches along the full length of the beach. And then beyond the pan now, you have those persons who want to get dressed up because they just want to enjoy pan music in a rather sophisticated sense. So we have never had that level of eclectic expression of just people enjoying pan in the castle of their skins, wearing whatever fabric that they feel so comfortably that adorns them. So whatever fabric you decide to adorn yourself in, that's fine. The pan music is going to come, hug you, squeeze you, and make you feel as if you're living in the clouds. That's pan on the beach. It's a naked pan, pure naked pan.
Fantastic. Now, why do you think carnival is so important to Antiguan and Barbudans?
The thing is, carnival is more than revelry. It's more than partying. Carnival is about a celebration of us as a people being able to live in the castle of our skins. The reality is we have a fluid history and a fluid past. Simultaneously, we live in a world where no matter how independent the country is, we are still subject to the remnants of our colonial past, the struggles that we go through today living in a geopolitical global environment. And as a result of that, carnival represents that climax. But it's not a climax that is a destination. It's a climax that's a journey. So carnival represents that climax where people can come together. It's not only mental health release, but it's an expression of the truest form of our culture. What culture is my recognition of my history, my past, my folk, and how I connect it to the present. Why you look at the traditional mask and the masquerades, at the same time, you get a sense of the taste of the modern cultural expression. So it connects the future with the present, with yesterday, and it puts them all on the road, all on the stage, all in the stands, all of them just jamming, singing, dancing, drinking, having a good time, all to music.
Now, finally, what's your advice, carnival advice, for people visiting Antigua and Barbuda during this exciting time? Obviously, get to pan on the beach, that's number one. But is there any other advice that you could give visitors about how they can experience it? I guess experience it like a local.
What I would tell people, wheresoever you're coming from, whether you're coming from the countryside in Antigua and you're coming onto the streets, or you're coming from overseas, I tell people, be prepared to live in the castle of your skin. When you hear the music, don't allow what other persons are doing to dictate how you behave. Behave how you feel. If you feel like dancing from the hips, dance from the hips. If you feel like just tapping your feet, tap your feet. If you feel like getting out in the streets, get out in the streets. Because the beauty about carnival is that there are no inhibitions. So whenever you come, and I do hope that as many persons as possible who are listening, they do come. When you come to Antigua, do not come unless you are prepared to live in the castle of your skin.
I told you, the minister loves his pan, but you've got to admit, pan on the beach does sound amazing. Now, our next guest is no stranger to this podcast. She gave us the lowdown on how to celebrate the festive season like a local in our Christmas in the Sun episode. And she's back to give us a local's guide to making the most out of carnival. It's Petra Williams, of course. And yes, there will be singing. Good morning, Petra. How are you today?
I am in a carnival mood. Did I ever tell you I'm a carnival baby?
I kind of guessed.
Yes, so it's my season. It's my season.
I was just going to say, carnival's back, baby. Are you excited?
It's carnival, baby.
And it's been away for how many years has it not been on because of COVID? Is it 2 or 3 years?
Well, according to the official records, we've had a 2-year break. But between you and I, don't tell anybody, we found ways to get the carnival going during COVID. Quietly, don't tell anybody, okay? Don't tell anybody.
All within strict protocols and that, I'm sure.
Very strict protocols.
Strict carnival protocols.
Some of us were at home jamming. You know, some of us were on the beach during the hours allotted in our costumes. Some of us, names will not be mentioned, had iron band session on the beach, safely distanced. But yes, carnival is back.
Officially, is officially back now, and it officially begins on July 27th. But when do people start getting ready and when does things start to happen?
You mean, when did things begin? When did things begin? Because we are already in our carnival mood. Our carnival has metamorphed into fets as well. We've added fets between, I think, June 1st and that date that you mentioned, the 27th. We're going to be having at least 150 fets.
Wow.
And so we're ready at it.
For people who don't know what a fet is, it's spelt the way in England, for example, people say fete. And it is a kind of similar idea to a fete, but of course, it's an Antiguan version of it. Can you just tell us a bit about a fete?
Well, fetes are a Caribbean thing. Let me say it's beyond Antigua. But what we do in Antigua for a fete is, well, the small version is you grab a group of friends, you grab some drinks, you grab some music, and you do what we call lime, which means you get together and enjoy yourselves. The professional fete that we're in the season of now is where you have a larger version of that where persons pay to go to an event to experience music, food, the partying, the vibes. And so we've had beach fets, you know, the young people dressed in their finest beach wear. I don't have to tell you what this, right, Peter? Beach wear, bikinis, buns out, suns out. And then we have the evening variety where you're dressed a little more clothed. And there is music. Some of them are all inclusive with food and drinks. But it's definitely always music, music, music. The sounds of carnival, the sounds of music from Antigua, and of course from the wider region. It's a fete. It's carnival, baby.
Now, can you take us through a typical carnival experience? Can you just walk us through it? A lot of people from elsewhere in the world have no idea what it involves. What's a typical carnival experience, you think, if someone's in Antigua and Barbuda?
I would first want to begin by welcoming every one of you to the carnival in Antigua and Barbuda, which is known as the greatest summer festival. And our carnival is comprised of a few very important factors. There is the pageantry. In our longer version, you would have at least 3 pageants. This year, in the scaled down version, we will only be having the JC's Caribbean Queen Show. We bring together, I think, 10 to 12 islands this year, and each island will represent a bit of about their country, the mass, the music, and the pageantry. So that's one key element. Another important element is the mass, not the mass of communion when you go to church, but the mass of the splendor of the costuming, the women decked out in their finery, the men, of course, along for the ride, many in their finery, but most along for the jamming.
Well, I've seen a couple of guys at the cricket in some pretty outlandish outfits, so I'm sure there'll be some guys putting it on show there.
Definitely, but you know, it's mostly about the costuming of the women. We have the T-shirt mass, which is normally the opener of the official carnival season, where, as the name suggests, it's T-shirts, but they're done up in all kind of creative ways. And we're on the road with the band and the music, and we are outward jamming down the road.
So just on that T-shirt thing, so basically it's got to be a T-shirt. They probably slit it up and decorate it and do all kinds of things with them, I imagine.
Well, in the word, well-known artist T.N. Winter, he says you can take the T-shirt and you do what you do, what you do, what you do, what you do, what you want with it.
Fabulous.
Yes. If you're boring like me, you just grab it, put it on, grab a shorts, grab your bottle and you go jam. But for many of the ladies, you cut that up, you make it into its own costume. You know, you get the revelry in that and the finery. Yes. And we go jamming. So that's one element of mass. There's also Monday and Tuesday mass where You have the costumed event. You join a band, a march troupe. We are having a lot less this year than we'd normally have. But let me tell you, the splendor and the revelry will not be diminished. So you got to come on, join us, and you will get the masks of carnival jamming on the road, on the streets, across Antigua and Barbuda.
So it's like a parade, basically, a mass.
Oh, yeah, some boring name, yes. People call it parades. Yeah. But you see, that's important because, yes, we want people across the length and breadth of the globe to understand that it's a parade-like event. But for us, it's a parade squared because there ain't no quiet walking. You're not gently canvassing along the road. It's a fiesta. It's a bacchanal. And you jam and you gyrate and you drink your liquor and you have a wonderful party on the streets.
Obviously, we've spoken before, music is an important part of carnival. What should people expect? What kind of music is on show? Because I know you've got iron bands, you've got steel bands, you've got DJs, you've got soca, calypso. What can they expect?
But you've covered it all. You've covered it all. So you have our traditions. We have our benna, which is an Antiguan thing. That's our calypso. It starts in our banner, so you get music that seeks to tell the stories of current day issues. So, for example, you could pop up on a story talking about the situation that's happening globally, like the war in Ukraine. You could have a calypso about inflation and the prices that are spiraling across the globe. You can have a calypso about politics. You know, politics is life. And then, of course, there is the soca. Soca has taken its place on the world stage, and we have a cadre of young and not so young artists who have fantastic music that will just enthrall you and keep you dancing forever. Then there is steel band, we know that, pan music, and there is, of course, like you mentioned, the iron band. But all of that is captured by what we call our DJs. I think that's an international concept. And our DJs then provide a mix of music that feeds the parties, the fetes, that feeds the street jams, the parades, as you call them, and so on. And yes, Antigua's carnival is music, music, music. You know what? I was almost tempted to sing your tune. But...
Well, I'm waiting for that moment. I'm just hanging out for that moment when it comes. Now, the main mass parade, whatever we want to call it, is in St. John's, I think.
Yes.
Are there any activities in other parts of the island?
Most of the events are indeed concentrated in St. John's, which is where what I spoke about, the fetes come in, because then the fetes happen across the length and breadth of Antigua. A few even go over to Barbuda. And many of our fetes, small parties and events, also happens on the boats. So you can do a party around the island. So if you visit us, you get to experience the sea, sun, and the carnival all in one.
I guess there are two ways of experiencing carnival, as a participant and a spectator. Do the two ever blur?
So we have this thing called juve and lasla, where the spectators start out on the side of the road, and oftentimes as a live band pulsates coming down Market Street or coming down Reckless Street, it's almost inevitable that the spectator becomes a player. We have a band. I don't know if anyone has told you about it. The Burning Flames.
Oh, yeah.
They have been around since I was in diapers. Don't tell anybody. And when you hear they hit the road, you have no choice but to just join the jam. There are a number of bands that you can come into on the road, and they allow the patrons on the side to just ease in. Hold on and just move down the road. You get like a jamming, you know, like a jamming. Hold on somebody.
So the band and the DJs are on the back of a truck, a flatbed truck, I imagine.
Yes, they're on a big truck, and there are lots of speakers with the music blaring so you can hear them from a distance before they actually come up on you.
You were talking about a particular Antiguan sound. Are there any other particularly Antiguan elements to carnival?
There are a number of them. Too much to highlight now because I'm going to give you a little snippet because I want those who are listening to this to be enthralled to come and join me. By the way, you can tell them, you know, come and join me. I'm going to be in some band somewhere, behind some truck, jamming. I guarantee you, iron band. I don't know, there are many countries who have the iron band as we do. That's the men with the instruments jamming on the road.
Just to clarify that as well, the instruments are bits of old metal. It can be a car part. It can be all kinds of different things, isn't it? And they basically just bash away on it and get this fantastic rhythm going.
It's a beautiful cacophony.
It is. I have to agree with you.
It's all the pieces of iron and so on blended with, you know, the modern percussion instruments. And they just take you on a ride. In fact, I'll tell you this much. That iron band, especially the Point and Villa Iron Band, has been known to strip many large live bands. They walk through the crowd, jam in, and when they've passed and you look back, the band is largely empty because people are with that iron band going forward. That's one thing that is uniquely Antiguan. The other thing that I guess you can say that is ours, well, I guess it's spread throughout the region as well, is that we have these things called breakfast fetes. You get up early in the morning, like 4 a.m., and join us for what we call breakfast fetes, which is like early morning juve. It gives you all of the Antiguan elements. You get some pan, you get some iron band, Antiguan food, the fungi, the saltfish, the coconut, all of that thing, all blended in while you're dancing and enjoying yourself. That's another very unique element to our carnival. And also, we have the involvement of our children, where they play their junior mass, they do their junior calypso and their junior soca. So we begin that process of grooming the next generation very early, and that's ingrained and embedded in our carnival celebrations.
Now, for a visitor during carnival, are there any do's and don'ts they should be aware of?
Most visitors to Antigua are amazed that we are able to partake of liquor on the streets because, you know, in most countries, that is not allowed. And so sometimes our visitors have a tendency to get caught up in that excitement and overdo, especially in the hot sun, not a good thing.
So pace yourself.
Yes. Remember, we've been doing this regularly, so we got this lot.
You are the professionals.
All day we drink it and we don't need no chaser. Rum in our system, we are professional drinkers. We got it locked, according to Ricardo Drew, one of our leading artists. But we invite our visitors to just pace themselves a little, get some water in the system. Remember that that sun that they might not be accustomed to hits differently in our part of the world. So take it easy. That's one of the don'ts. Good thing about Antigua, we're also 99% safe destination. So we encourage our visitors to come out, go through the length and breadth of Antigua, stop at a sidewalk vendor, get some of our local foods. They will take you in the carnival spirit. There'll be our local music playing at any stop, and you can begin to feel the spirit of what is us. Another do for a visitor, if they're coming and there's still time, join a mass band. We will take care of you. We instinctively know our visitors, and we will take care of them. Join a band, join a t-shirt mass, make sure you check out the shows. It's the Antiguan thing to do.
So if they really want to have a local experience of carnival, that's the sort of thing they should do. Where could they find a mass band to join? What are the practicalities of doing that?
I know that the Carnival Committee, our Ministry of Creative Industries, there is a website or a Facebook page where all of the various bands and opportunities are on display. That would be a useful, very good place to start. They could also search for Antigua Carnival, and I know the bands will pop up for sure. I can guarantee them that once they see something, it will be safe. We pride ourselves while we are partying to make sure that we take care of our guests. We bring you to paradise to party, and we make sure you do it safely and responsibly. Whoa. Whoa, oh, 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 yeah. Whoa. This is the time.
Some great advice there from Petra. She tells me she's going to be going to everything this year, so make sure you keep an eye out for her. Now, as Petra pointed out, music is the lifeblood of carnival, and the right tune and the right mix is vital to keeping the good times flowing. When I was last in Antigua, I caught up with one of the island's most innovative DJs, DJ Elements, to get his take on what makes the perfect carnival mix. Hey, Tevin, how are you?
I'm good, man. Everything is blessed, and we're just chilling in the West Indies. You know it is. What's up?
Let's be honest, music is the most important part of Carnival. I mean, the fantastic costumes are all well and good, but they wouldn't be anywhere near as spectacular without the tunes.
That's right, that's right. Every year, you know, it's basically the foundation of everything, you know what I mean? Like, even going back into colonial times, music was there to keep the people alive and the spirit, their culture alive, you know what I mean? So every year when the music drops, you know, people are just waiting. What tunes are we going to have this year? What are we going to be doing on the road this year? So that's definitely correct.
For people who've never been to Carnival, describe what the music scene is during Carnival. I mean, it's not just the parade, is it?
No. You have live performances, live bands, you know what I mean? You have different masqueraders, different groups represented, you know, dancing groups as well. Like I said, it's a combination of culture in the Caribbean. You're not hearing music from just Antigua alone. You would hear music from other islands throughout the chain, even from South America, some from, you know, it's a mixture. It's just a melting pot of a lot of culture and diversity in the music and arts and them things, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it goes on for 10, 11 days.
Oh boy, I'm telling you, man, it's pace. It's definitely pace, you know what I mean? Day and night, you could always find something to do when it's carnival time, you know what I mean?
And then there's the warm-up parties before that.
Oh my gosh. If you're bringing that into perspective now, like, I would say carnival starts from May or April, like, right after, you know, the Easter celebrations, because that's when we would start getting pre-fets, which is, like, the stage shows and stuff. From about May, straight down until you get one like every other week. And then as you get close to July, every weekend, every day, something going on in the day, something going on at night. It's crazy. Non-stop pace.
So tell me about a fete. In other countries, they pronounce it fete, but it's fete here.
Yeah.
What is a fete?
All right. Fete is life. Everything happens in a party, in a fete. You know what I mean? You have people meeting people from different places. You have friends linking up, having a good time. You have persons going out to see their favorite artists and just have a blast, you know what I mean? It's a mixture of vibes, girls, rum, music, all that good stuff, you know what I mean? Like, it's just all about good energy, good vibes when it comes to fetting, you know what I mean? And stage performance is what makes the fete.
Yeah.
And they must have soca music in it.
Okay.
There's no fit without soca music.
Jumpy or smooth?
Okay. Oh, you have to get that warm up, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You have to get the people in the groove first. And then by the end of the fit, we're making a mess everywhere. You know, we could mash up the stage. You know what I mean? We could break down the tents. That's the vibe we're looking for at fits.
In Carnival itself, they've got the parades. Now you get the children's parade out of the way. So that's the PG version.
Yeah, that's definitely part of the cult. Because, you know, these kids eventually grow up to be adults and, you know, they take part in it from a young age and, you know, go out in their costumes and stuff. And as they get older, they upgrade the thing, you know what I mean? And full joy themselves to the maximum.
Yeah. So with the parade itself, you'd be on like a back of a truck.
Yeah.
So how does that work? You got your sound system set up and you're just DJing off the back of a truck.
Yeah. So they have sounds in Antigua, Stonewall, Lava, just to name a few. These guys, you know, they have some of the best sound systems and they strap them on the back of big wheel trucks, you know what I mean? And just parade through town. Myself, like, I would be booked out for like three different stuff. So I would do one, like, let's say mid-afternoon, then we have something later in the afternoon. I have to be running through thousands of people, like dodging through the crowds just to get on time to the next one and the next one. But we just do it because, you know, That's the fun of it. If you don't do that, if you don't run through at least 1,000, 1,500, 10,000 people, you didn't go to Carnival, you know what I mean? As a DJ.
So as a DJ, how would you describe your style, your sound? What kind of music do you like?
Like I said, I'm into being real innovative and sounding different. So I blend a lot of my music. When I mix, I hear the music in my head before it is actually brought out. And if it sounds good to me, I say, you know what, let me just give it a shot and mix this with that and that and that. You know what I mean? But I play everything. I'm an open format DJ.
And what kind of musical styles will people hear at Carnival? There'll be quite a variety, won't there?
Actually, during Carnival time, they focus more on soca music. Yeah. Soca music is definitely the heart of Carnival. But here and there, you might get some of the dancehall vibes coming in, you know, mm-hmm. from Jamaica. Sometimes we play the tunes and them from, well, we just started building a dancehall vibe in Antigua. You know, the younger generation starting to push that a bit. So hopefully in the future, we can get that as well on the road. But majority soca.
Speaking of dance hall, my next question, I was going to say, you're on the back of the truck and you get a pretty good view of the dancing that's going on. What are some of the dance moves that visitors could be practicing before they come
here? Oh boy. All right. So really and truly, you just got to know how to put your hands in the air. You have to have very good leg muscles because you're going to be marching through the city, you know what I mean? Jumping up and down. It's just about full drawing yourself to the maximum, just taking in the vibe of the people, the energy from the music, and you know, whatever you're drinking. and that's the combination right there for you to just have an amazing time, you know what I mean? So you just come with your vibe, bring your vibe.
Carnival is back this year after being cancelled because of COVID. Mm. It's gonna be a big one.
Definitely, because prior to COVID, we were on like this big boom. The energy that I got from the last Carnival. Nothing like I ever seen before in my years of doing Carnival here. You know what I mean? I started back in 2009 and I started playing on the trucks around 2012, 2013. And that one, that Carnival in 2019, boy, it was so much energy. The pre-fetting, the fets leading up, everything was on point. To me, it was on a next level. Like I'd never seen it before like that. So definitely once it's happened, once it's green light, it's going to be big for sure.
Is there any track that you think is going to be big that's going to be the soundtrack of Carnival in 2022?
Definitely. And I feel like I'm going to produce that song. Oh, wow. I feel like I'm going to produce that song.
Okay, so we've got the music sorted, thanks to DJ Elements. Now we need to sort out our costume. Carnival costumes are a big deal. They are spectacular and flamboyant, and sometimes a little racy. And you definitely can't wear the same one you wore to the carnival before. I was chatting to some Antiguan friends, and they told me they start saving for next year's costume the day after this year's carnival finishes. In fact, some local banks offer saving plans to help you cover costs. If you really want to make a statement, you need to get one of the island's top costume designers on board, someone like Shandy Lewis. I dropped in on his workshop to check out some of his amazing designs and to find out what goes into creating these glittering, spectacular works of art. Hey Shandy, how are you?
I'm good, doing good.
Now, this is a pretty fantastic gig you've got here, making all these glorious carnival costumes. How did it all begin for you?
It all began, I can say, 7 years old. I started going to the city to watch Carnival, and I always wanted to be the person, I was like, who will make these stuff for people. And as I get older, I get some experience in production and costume building, and it just kicks off from there.
What are the main elements to a carnival costume?
Colors, feathers, glitz and glam. That's the main element. I mean, some people can design a costume without feathers and it can still be a costume. Trust me, I will do everything in terms of to get that actual concept for a costume, using feathers, using fabrics, using rhinestones, and using swimsuits.
Do they have any particular meaning?
Particularly every client that I design for, every costume will come with a different concept, a different theme, and it's just going to change over the years and different countries.
So what do you think makes a truly memorable carnival costume?
Leaving the parade with your full costume.
I'm just looking at one here. We've got one on a mannequin here. They don't look too hardy, but obviously you must build in some kind of strength to be able to take all that dancing and all that physical activity.
Yeah, the structure and the way I produce my costume, I make them strong enough that even after you play mass in them in the parade, you can still go home with them and use them for something else.
Okay.
So I build them very strong.
Something else, like doing the washing up.
it can use for other festivals. I mean, when you buy a costume for a particular country, it doesn't mean that it should stay right there. It should mean that you can go elsewhere and play something in that costume.
Do you incorporate any particular Antiguan elements into some of your costumes?
I would have to be doing a patriotic kind of theme or cultural theme to get that Antiguan element in it.
Yeah.
But otherwise than that, we come up with different themes like birds, rhinestones, Mardi Gras, Africa. The list can go on and on.
Does each carnival have an overriding theme that you play to, or people just will come up with their own themes?
Everybody will come up with their own themes.
Yeah.
But the carnival itself will have a theme that they work with, but that doesn't mean that we, the mass troops or designers, have to work with that team.
So how long would it take you to make one of your more memorable designs?
I can say half a day.
Half a day?
Yeah.
Really, that quickly? I would have thought it would take a lot longer.
Once I have all my materials on my table, trust me, it can take half a day or probably a quarter of a day to make it.
That's the actual physical making. And what about the concept and design and that sort of thing?
That may take like about maybe a week or so to get the actual concept up together. But then once I get my table and my materials on my table and I have my concept in my mind, trust me, I'll make that in less than hours.
Fantastic. Are there different costumes for men?
So when we are designing costume for guys, we have to bear in mind, we have to cater for everybody. Whether you want something simple, whether you want to go extra big, or you want to go platinum big.
So how much does a costume cost? The big question. I have to. It's like, how long is a piece of string?
That's a big question, because every country or island comes with their own budget, but it's not cheap to make a costume.
I mean, you look at the craftsmanship and you think, and the feathers and all that sort of thing, that doesn't come cheap.
And trust me, with this pandemic that's going on, materials have been skyrocketed. So I know when carnival come back again, the costumes are going to be like...
People are in for a bit of a shock.
They might be in for a bit of a shock, but trust me, they miss carnival, they will find the money to pay for it.
Some Antiguans have said to me, there are like different levels of costumes. There's the ones where you want to make that spectacular sort of point, and then there's the...
There's the skimpy ones.
The everyday...
There's the skimpy ones, there's the traditional ones, and there's the kings and queens. I think you might more be familiar with the traditional ones. Those are the ones that are more fully covered.
The kings and queens. Tell me about that.
Those are the big, big, big costumes. I mean, something that you will see in Dubai on Expo. These are the ones that you will see on the Carnival Queen stage and kings and queens.
So have they got more kind of mechanical elements in them to sort of hold
those
them together?
Those take time. I mean, like big costumes like those will take like 1 or 2 or 3 weeks to make. Me myself cannot make one. I'd have to get my full team to make it, construct it with me.
Yeah. At Carnival, is there a competition for the best costume?
There's different categories in terms of there's the size of the band, there's the concept of the band, there's the most punctual band, you can get most colorful band, you can get the band that has the most people. There's going to be first, second, third runner-up winner. There's a lot of categories to enter it.
And obviously the quality of the costumes has an impact on them winning.
Yeah, because sometimes when we get the registration form, you have historic category, you have culture, you have adventurous category, and there's a lot of categories I can't really fully remember, but there's categories that we enter it.
You don't just make carnival costumes. You've got other projects on the go as well. What are some of the other things you'd...
I do carnival costumes. I do pageants, carnival queens. I do costumes for expo. I design for celebrities. I do event decor in terms of I do wedding planning and wedding decor. You call it. I design wedding gowns. I do suits for guys, swimsuits, Halloween costumes. Trust me.
And I hear you've been doing some stuff for TV shows as well.
Yes. I've recently done, I'm trying to remember her name. It was Jane McDonald.
Jane McDonald.
Is Jane McDonald?
There is a Jane McDonald's Cruises, yeah.
Yes, I recently done a TV show with her.
Did you design an outfit for her?
I actually sit down and show her how to make something.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of like a full production thing.
Okay. That would have been a sight to see Jane McDonald in a full-on...
Tried to, but we were working on timing, so I said, you know, let me just give her a little technique on how to make stuff.
Okay.
But other than that, I mean, there's R&B superstar Ashanti, there's couple celebrities out of Love and Hip Hop, New York and Atlanta.
Obviously, Carnival is the best time to see these costumes, but are there any other times of the year that they come out to play? If someone visiting Antigua, sadly, they didn't make it to Carnival,
Is there any place where they'll see these outfits on show? You
know? Yes. If it's cruise ship season, they will see them on the pier as people would be parading in them. And also some hotels keep that culture alive in having models in the costumes on the property.
And of course at the cricket and sporting events like
that. Yes, any sporting event, you will see them there, but mostly any other time other than Carnival, you'll find them in hotels.
Carnival nowadays, man, is so commercial, says the purist. The whole thing has become a bloated spectacle, far removed from roots which lie in the unfettered exuberance of a people celebrating emancipation. Boy. You know, plenty big word. Huh. Carnival nowadays, strictly for tourists, says the cynic, heading away from town to a private beach picnic. But me, I remember Carnival for Juvet, spirit, wild, dancing. Sight, sounds, colors, colors, sight, sounds, and colors, screaming, eyes and faces shining, rum and sweat from bodies flowing, cowhorn, flute, and conch shell blowing. Men and women linked in single lines across a street, arm around neck or waist. Footsteps chip, chip, chipping to the beat. Others, delirious in heat, holding on behind some big fat woman man and winding up and thinking, life is sweet. Men in sequined clownsuit costumes made of brightly colored satin, reds, yellows, stripes, patches, tiny mirrors, catching and reflecting dazzling sun, faces masked. Those gauze masks used to terrify me while I stood watching them performing their ritual dances, slow, entrancing, punctuated by the snapping crack of a clap whip, blap, that eye. Don't get too close. Why, excitement? You're sitting on your front step, casually taking in this passing revelry, and suddenly you hear, Iron Van passing! And from nowhere around the corner comes a jam band. A tight, heaving knot of human flesh, sensuously intertwined, bouncing, bumping, grinding, jumping, man and woman, horse in unison shouting, me wah wife, me will not turn up, me wah wife, me will not turn up. Their primal chant and tuneless singing, driven by pulsating rhythm, bass drum pounding, boom, boom, iron ringing, chang, 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 bass drum pounding, boom, boom, iron ringing, chang, 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 boom, boom, 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 chang, 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 boom. Yeah, man, I remember Carnival, but not for the endless crowds and competitions and senseless exhibitions, Calypso Monarch, Carnival Queen, Prince and Princess Show, and on and on and on and so. No! For, how does it go? Oh yes, for the unfettered exuberance of a people celebrating emancipation, or joy in freedom. Stated simply, that is what Carnival means. Well, at least for me.
That was a spoken word piece by Baden Prince, an Antiguan storyteller who now lives in London. I first saw Baden perform this piece at a dinner in London to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Antigua and Barbuda's independence. There were a lot of Antiguans and Barbudans in the audience, and they absolutely loved it. In fact, I was sitting opposite Sir Andy Roberts, and he was nodding his head and laughing along. It obviously rang true to him. Our next guest is Captain Lenroy Brown, founder and leader of the Insane Carnival Mass Troupe. Ever wondered what it's like to be singing and dancing right in the middle of a mass parade? You're about to find out. Hi, Lenroy. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks.
Great, great. Now, you're the captain of the Insane Carnival Mass Troupe. Now, for people who don't know, can you explain exactly what a mass troupe is?
A mass troupe is an organization that caters for carnival, where you build the costumes using feathers, trims, beads, and then you create the body wear out of spandex, cotton material, and then you put the total design together and you present it in a portrayal for carnival.
So how many people are in a mass troupe, generally speaking? Is there a limit, or it can be as big or small as you want?
The different categories. You have a small band, which is sometimes like 150. A medium-sized band ranges from 160 to, let's say, 300. And a large band ranges from 350 and above.
Oh, wow.
And we are categorized as a large band.
Oh, wow. Okay, so how many people are in the Insane Carnival Mass Troupe?
This year, we are catering for 800 people.
Wow, 800 people. That's incredible.
Yes, sir.
So you create these outfits, and I've been onto your website. There are amazing-looking outfits, and they seem to have themes, like there's a Milan, there's a Rio, there's a Cairo. What's the idea behind that?
So our theme is metropolis, and we portray different metropolises around the world. So we have five. We're doing Milan, we're doing Honolulu, we're doing Cairo, we're doing Rio, and we're doing Paris. And the idea is to tell the story of each metropolis.
Now, of course, this is on the streets, isn't it, during carnival? So can you just explain what happens on carnival day when you're on a mass? What actually happens?
So carnival is really a celebration of our emancipation. So it's about freedom, it's about expression of oneself. And so the portrayal is just one aspect of the carnival in terms of what theme we're portraying. But the whole idea is for the masqueraders to revel, to dance, to have fun, to drink. So you find that people dress up in their costume. We play our local soca music and you just drink, you dance, and you have fun. As we say, you frolic.
And that's through the streets of St. John's, isn't it? So you'll be behind a truck with a big sound system on it and just winding your way along the carnival route.
That's correct.
Fantastic. And also, there are different masses, aren't there? Like there's a T-shirt mass, for example.
And the T-shirt mass is actually the biggest parade for Antigua's carnival. It's a little bit more affordable, so you find a lot more people come out and take part in the T-shirt mass parade.
Now, tell us about Juvet, because I believe it's going to be your first year this year.
So Juvet is the first Monday in August. It starts at 3 a.m. And normally you parade through the streets in paint, powder, oil, water. And it's a similar to the Monday and Tuesday mass, but this one is just a little bit more, as we say, dirty or dirty. You know, we say dirty in our dialect. So what we're doing for Juvet is something you call dirty mass. So we're bringing paint, powder, oil, mud, bush, flags, rags, oil, all these elements in one place. It's actually going to be a fixed Juve this year. So we're not going to be on the streets. We're going to be in a fixed location. And everyone who is coming will then decide what element they want to be a part of. If they want to be in the water section, they want to have oil on their skin, they want to have mud. And again, all this is just a celebration. You know, it's a way to just break loose, to release the stress and just come and enjoy yourself.
And so they throw all these things at each other, or you just put it on yourself?
Some you will put on yourself. The water, you will have the water truck just sprinkling water all over.
Sprinkling or spraying?
Spraying. Stand correct. spraying, and then you will have the powder. You know, you're just throwing the powder in the air. You have the mud, you put the mud on your skin, and the bush. What happened is in Antigua, we have a tradition and we say bush dancing, where we pick branches off the trees and we just run around on the street dancing with the bush or the branches. So this is something that Antiguans are known for. So that is another element that we're going to add. So we just bring in all the different elements that you will find normally in a juve in one location.
I believe the Carnival Mass Troupe grew out of the insane boot camp that you were running.
So we started the Insane Boot Camp back in 2012, which is a fitness program that was designed to bring awareness to obesity and to get people more physically fit, eating more healthy. So it's a movement, and that grew. We did just juve alone 2012. And 2013, we did t-shirt mass only. And just the momentum that the fitness group had during Carnival, we decided we were just going to go into a full-blown mass troop. Where now we're adding costume. 2014, we launched Insane Carnival. Take into consideration 2 years that we didn't go on the road because of COVID. Now we're going on our seventh production.
And I believe you also take the Antigua Carnival vibe around the world.
It's always been my mission to really export our culture. And we have had the opportunity to do that in Miami. We also had a section in Atlanta this year. And we have other opportunities like in Toronto and in Notting Hill. It's just that we have not capitalized on it. But we want to take our culture and showcase what we do in Antigua, play our music, expose people to our food so that they can then get a taste of it to then come to Antigua to have more of it.
Now, if someone is visiting Antigua and Barbuda during Carnival time, is it possible for them to get involved in a mass or join a mass troop?
That's correct. And that's the whole idea, for them to come to Antigua during Carnival and really take part in what we offer. So for us, they can go online, www.insanecarnival.com. And what we have available in costume, they can register. If they want to try the t-shirt mass, which is the 23rd of July, next Saturday, they can do that. If they want to do the juve, that's the 1st of August. And the idea is to integrate with our culture, to taste our food, to taste our rum, to get a feel of our music, and just partake in our culture.
Now, finally, as you mentioned before, Carnival has been on hold for a couple of years due to COVID. What are you looking forward to most about this year's Carnival?
To see my troopers, my masqueraders, people who support me every year. You know, it's always fun to produce the costume and see the portrayal on the streets, but it's even better when you can hug, laugh, just have fun.
Whoa, oh, 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 yeah. Whoa. This is the time that we bound to have. The time are we live now.
Yeah, I've got a feeling the Carnival is going to be huge this year. And I love the idea that you can make your own costume, join a mass troop, and just immerse yourself so completely in that unique Carnival vibe. Another Antiguan performer who gets a lot of love is Menace XL. He's one of the island's most charismatic soca performers and gives off so much positive energy. If you want a fun Carnival, you're going to want to listen to what Menace has to say. Dennis the Menace Roberts is one of the most down-to-earth and entertaining soca artists in the Caribbean today. You might know him better as XL, and he joins me today to talk about his music and his plans for Carnival and everything soca. Hey, Dennis, how's it going?
Hey, I'm good. Fat and fabulous. Yes, fat and fabulous.
Fantastic. I've got to say, watching your videos on YouTube, being a soca star looks like a lot of fun.
it always starts out a lot of fun. Then you get into the business aspect of it, and then you start going a little bit crazy. I always have a motto. Once I'm having fun, I'll keep going through. But once I stop having fun, I'm done with it. So, yeah, I'm still pushing through.
How would you describe your style of soca?
Social. It's always social. Social commentary. I love calypso. So I tend to write a little bit more in a storyline. Sometimes I get a little bit vagabondish here and there. But I like to give you the story. So when you listen to my songs, you can actually get the imagery of what I'm trying to portray.
Yeah, yeah.
So it works well in that format.
So when you say vagabondish, what do you mean by that?
Oh, there's some songs where I have called Balance, Push Back Your Bumper. Those are the ones for the road. When you're on the road, you're in the frolic, you're in a frenzy. Here in Antigua, when you have carnival, we look out for the persons when we go up Market Street, or what we call scacho.
Yeah.
And girls just climb up on the wall and put their foot up in the air. And these are normal girls that you see in the bank or some one of your doctors, you understand, some prominent minister's daughter. You know, so we get a time when we release all of our egotistic values and just ball out. We ball.
When the music speaks to them?
Yes, we ball out.
You follow. Yes, fabulous, fabulous. How did it all start out? Has music always been in your blood?
Yes, I come from a musical background. My father was a Calypsonian by the name of Shambach. He used to frequent around Smarty Jr., one of our greatest Calypsonians in my era, where he just do props and he just bring him around the house. So I know him from seeing him because I was small. And my father went into Calypso himself. He had a couple few songs and he's very comedic. He puts on different clothes, always trying to put you something that makes you smile. So that's where I get my style from.
I was just going to say, you're known as a bit of an entertainer.
Yes, so that's I always push the limits. So I was telling to my manager the other day, I would like to try to go on stage in a Speedo. So I'm looking to do that sometime in the near future.
Did you get a lot of support from older artists when you were starting out?
Yes. I must say, I've gotten a lot of support from all the artists in Antigua. They welcome me. They always like my style. They always give me comments. How can I be better? And so I try to replicate that. Anytime I see an artist who has potential, I try to grab them and try to mold them. Because in my position, I got a lot of help from the elders. The Swallow, the Short Shirt, the Obstinate. Yeah, the Onion, the Unkus, all those names. Even to when the other day I asked Smarty Jr. for a video clip, he sent it without even hesitating. So anytime I can help anyone that's in my sphere, I will certainly put my hand out.
You put your money where your mouth is. You're behind the Country Fest thing as well, which is like to showcase and encourage artists from the country.
Yes, and it was a dream. I actually wanted to create a country carnival. So we said, let's start small. Build the recognition of it, then we're going to add some different elements till we get finally a country carnival. So we started with Country Fest. We're at the fourth edition. COVID kind of hampered the situation. But the most successful year was 2019, where we had the winner, Lowrider, came to town with Fish Dance, and we won Road March, and we won the Soca Mona competition. So that was the hallmark, that is the stamp of authenticity for Country Fest, that we can create some stars around the area.
So it's not all happening in St. John, the Big Smoke.
No, when you look at Country Fest, persons are going to look out for, hey, who wins that? Because we're going to come town and we're going to cause some decent disturbance. Yes.
What do you think are the key ingredients to a great soca song?
The rhythm, the pulse in the rhythm. It's very important because you can go on a soca rhythm and you can give a vibe. Hey, jump, hey. Hey, jump, and you see you're going. So it's the rhythm combined with the lyrics and the melody that gives you that vibe.
So how would you describe your live show? I just watched on YouTube your performance at the 2019 Soca Monarch, and that was a pretty lively and amazing show.
The 2019? Oh, that year I was in a different mind space. People, I went in and said, I'm going to do it for fun. And I can tell you, I didn't even sweat. I didn't feel tired. I didn't feel pressured. It was one of the best performances ever. I did everything I wanted to do. If I wanted to go down and rub a girl's head, I did it. I didn't care about the regulations and what they had to say. And so be it, I won the year.
Fingers crossed, Carnival might be back on again this year. Mm-hmm. What does your carnival look like? What's your day-to-day during Carnival?
Usually in a regular sense of Carnival, by the time we hit the new year, I start releasing. So all now I'll be releasing songs until March. In March, I go into the marketing phase where I try to push the songs, get the songs out there, and try to beat it literally into the ears of the listener. Because most times when you hear a song first, you don't really like it. So after constant hitting, and I will arrange it different, I will add a little video clip to it, I'll put on an official video, then do an official video to the official video. I will try different means of how you can get the song popular.
And of course, people have got to get a dance move ready for the show as well.
We created a dance move, same thing with Fish Dance. From time the kids love it. you're in a good spot.
Will you be on the back of a truck and going along in Carnival?
If Carnival is in that state, I would definitely be in Carnival. Whatever competition or show that is going to happen, I'm looking forward to be on all. So, I miss it.
So you'll be at the fets?
I'll be at the fets. I'll be at the shows. If I can play Pan, I will be in the Pan competition. If I can play in Queen Show, I will put on a bathing suit and go to Queen Show. I will do every single thing in the Carnival aspect. I miss Carnival.
I was speaking to DJ Elements the other day and I asked him this question, so I'll be interested to see what your answer is. Like I said, we're still a couple of months from Carnival, but do you have an inkling of what might be the big song of Carnival this year?
Ooh. I would have to say, judging on the previous year, which was last year, they had one for Lyrics Man. They said, Gaston Brown, open up the town. That was a big hit virtually. We didn't have the Carnival that year, so I don't know if that energy will pass on to this year. So I don't know if they're going to rebrand it or put some fire under it and create a new frenzy. But that was a hard-hitting one last year. Not even me would want to see that one.
Menace XL, what a force of nature. The positive energy radiating off that guy is incredible. Now, long before Soca became the soundtrack of Carnival, there was Calypso, and a very Antiguan take on Calypso called Benna. Benna is known for its cheeky lyrics and call and response format that is perfect for whipping up that party vibe. It's still a vital part of Carnival, largely thanks to one man, Calypsonian producer, musician and legend, Jagger Martin. He joins me today to reveal his plans for this year's Carnival. Hi Jagger, how are you today?
I'm okay. No problems. Fine.
Fantastic. Now, you're one of Antigua's most legendary Calypso composers and producers. You've worked with the biggest names in the industry like King Shortshirt and King Swallow, and you've been involved with Carnival for over 50 years. Do you still get excited every time Carnival comes around?
Yes, I can tell you one thing. Yesterday, I was appointed director of the All-Star Band.
Oh, fantastic. So even 50 years on, you're still doing the big jobs.
You know, that job is a very experienced job. And you have to be in it for some time to know, you know? You have to be experienced.
They need an old pro there just to steady the ship and keep it sailing in the right direction.
Exactly.
Now, what does this new job involve?
I have to pick a band, get a band together to play for the Calypso competition.
And of course, you've got that to do, but then I think you're also heavily involved in organising the gala that's going to celebrate King Shortshirt's 80th birthday.
Exactly. I'm in charge of that too.
When do you get a chance to sleep?
As you know, I've been working with Shortshirt for over 50 years. Yeah, I've been working with Shortshirt since, I would say, 1968. That's when I started working with Shortshirt, 1968.
The gala is one of the pre-Carnival events, isn't it? What's going to happen at the gala?
Oh, well, it's going to be a tribute to Shortshirt. Shortshirt will be there. He's over 80 years old now. He'll be there, and I think he'll be singing three songs for the people. And then they're going to have a couple of local Calypsonians who are going to sing tribute to him. They're going to sing one of his songs and one of their own songs.
Any idea what songs King Shortshirt's going to sing?
Okay, he's going to sing a song they call Nobody Go On Me. A song named Lamentation, and a song named Summer Festival.
People will love those songs, I imagine.
And then you have one in reserve, Tourist Lego, one is biggest hit. You have that in reserve, just in case.
For the encore, when people start cheering and demanding another song.
Right, just in case, and you have to go back, then you sing Tourist Lego.
Okay, sounds great.
And then you're going to have the Mighty Baron as a guest artist in Trinidad. And one they call Gypsy. You've heard about Gypsy? Both Baron and Gypsy will be guest artists from Trinidad.
It's going to be a big night then.
Yeah, it's going to be a big night, yeah.
I know also that you spend most of your year in the studio producing and creating music.
I do with Calypso all year round. Not only Carnival. I also have a recording studio, one of the best studios on Ireland. So you find out I have to be doing recordings all year round, not only just for Calypso and but for all kinds of different people, all kinds of different genres of music, reggae, pan men. You know, so I've been working all year round. So in other words, that sometime before Carnival finish, 1 year, you're done working for Carnival the next year.
So you probably have the best idea of the music scene in Antigua because you've been working on it all year.
All year round.
So have you got a feel about what's going to be a big song this year at Carnival?
Yeah, that's a hard one for me. That's a hard one. Since I'm in the studio all the time, I don't get time to listen to the radio. I won't be able to tell you until maybe after the quarterfinal. The quarterfinals is next week.
You don't know how a song's going to hit until it gets played live as well.
Exactly. So I won't know until after the quarterfinal who will be really coming out. But so far, according to the countdown, you know, and this countdown is based on people who call into the radio station and request a particular song. The song with the most requested, that is most requested during the week, becomes the number one song. So right now, I think for the last week, there was a song for a young girl called G.E. I think she was number one for the last week. And there was a song by the name of Tian Winter was number two. And a song called Ivy by Calypso Redding was number three.
Okay, so they're the ones that are kind of bubbling under just before Carnival.
At the moment, they're one, two, and three.
Now, of course, Carnival covers all kinds of music. There's going to be soca, there's going to be steel pan, there's going to be all kinds of sounds. How is Calypso incorporated into Carnival? How can people listen to Calypso at Carnival?
Well, there's a Calypso tent, usually runs weeks before Carnival. I think some of the tents have been running now for the past month, just to the west of country, and there's a new place they call Julie's, a new venue. The Calypso tent will be there this weekend, Friday and Saturday. After the quarterfinals next week, there'll be another competition they call the semifinals. And the semifinals now, they have 36. And after the semifinals, it'll come down to about 20 or 18 or so for the finals.
And the final is like a big concert.
A big competition then, yeah. But there'll be only about 18 taking part in the finals. Out of the 70, 18. A lot will be eliminated. A lot of crying and so forth. Arizona's crying. You know, when they don't get in, when they don't get in the final, they're crying and bawling, you know, these kind of things. Yeah. Every year, there's a bawling and a crying. Oh, I can't believe I don't make it. And I can't believe I don't make it. Oh, just bawling. So it's fun.
Now, with your producer hat on, you must work with a lot of Calypso guys. Is it all older guys or are the young Calypso performers coming through as well?
The older guys are still there to know. They're not going nowhere. But the culture department and Carnival Development Committee, we still have our junior program, eh? Where we teach the young ones to sing Calypso. And they have a junior Calypso competition, just like the seniors. You know, so we're still grooming the juniors.
Finally, what are you looking forward to most about Carnival this year?
This year, I'm just looking for a peaceful Carnival, safe Carnival, you know, and hope that next year we'll get things back together fully.
But I'm sure the King Short Shirt Gala is going to be huge.
I think it's going to be nice.
Jagger Martin, what a legend. I can't tell you how difficult it was to get hold of him. But when you hear just how much he's got on his plate at the moment, it's no surprise. He's got the energy of a man half his age. Sadly, that's the end of our Carnival episode. Hopefully it's got you all fired up and ready to party. A big thanks to Jagger for taking time out of his busy schedule to chat with me. And to all my other guests too, Petra Williams, DJ Elements, Shandy Lewis, Baden Prince, Captain Lenroy Brown, Menace XL, and of course, Minister Michael Brown. How fantastic to have such a passionate and enthusiastic advocate overseeing Carnival. Make sure you check out the episode notes for links to all their various ventures. I hope you've also enjoyed the music we've been playing in this episode to help you get into the Carnival mood. The track playing now, and under the introduction at the start of the show, is Stressless by the fabulous Claudette Peters. I've been reliably informed by a number of sources that it's going to be the track of this year's Carnival. We also had Time Are We Life by TM Winter, and a couple of Menace XL tracks, No Limit and FET. I'll put links to all of them in the episode notes as well. Our next episode is about getting adventurous in Antigua and Barbuda. If you fancy doing a bit of kayaking, zip lining, or cycling on an electric bike in a Caribbean paradise, make sure to join us. Oh, and we'll be swimming with stingrays too. Until then.
The Beach Is Just the Beginning is produced and presented by Peter Moore for the Antigua and Barbuda Tourism Authority. For more information and inspiration about visiting Antigua and Barbuda, drop by visitantiguabarbuda.com.